Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
We are back. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. I know you're kind of tired of hearing me saying it. I wouldn't have to say it if you guys would just get her done, as they say, right? I mean, some of you are all over this. I get it, and I appreciate it more than you know. But I really want you, I truly want you paying attention to what's going on around you. I want you willing to fight for the things you know are right. You heard us talking about it in the last hour. You know, if not you on your block, then who else? And if you got somebody on the block that's a fighter, then engage and get involved. Help out where you can. Because I'll tell you what, as a fighter myself, I don't perceive myself to be, I know I am. As a fighter myself, you know, what I can tell you is it's always nice when you can look around you, and you find somebody that's willing to fight alongside you. That's a big deal. And there's not many of them. So you don't make fun of them. You don't put them down. You make sure you're right there, that you're encouraging them. Because look at, a lot of people aren't going to be out front willing to take the bullets like you are, or like I am, or whoever. So be that person to encourage them to work with, not for, but with you. It is a big deal. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. I always want you to be part of the solution. You do that by getting informed. You know that. Right? Okay, a little house, MyPillow.com. Head over to MyPillow.com. He's got a lot of stuff going on over there. Allows people like me to make a few bucks online. Gives you some great product. MyPillow.com, MyStore.com. Use the promo code Joe at either one of those locations or either one of those websites. You'll save money. You'll save 30 to 70%, I'm telling you. Right? And you want to, I hope you want to save money, because you got a lot of money you don't know what to do with. I'll give you my address. It's not a problem. Sheets, pillows, pillowcases, Christmas gifts. I mean, the pillows are down to 19 bucks. What do you want? You want it for free and delivered for free, too? I mean, if you're listening to the show, I know you believe in capitalism. You must. I hope you do. Or I'm not the guy for you to listen to. Associate Attorney General Vanta Gupta admitted that the DOJ's Civil Rights Division ramped up its efforts to crack down on pro-lifers after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade. Now, Gupta, in the speech, and they didn't strike it down. We'll have to do a whole story around that one day. Gupta, in the speech to mark the DOJ Division's 65th anniversary on December 6th, said that the court dealt a devastating blow to women throughout the country. She claimed that the justices stripped a constitutional right to abortion and increased the urgency of the DOJ's work, including enforcement of the FACE Act to ensure continued lawful access to reproductive services. Now, Miranda Devine. She's a columnist with the New York Post. She is a columnist with the New York Post. She said, it's dangerous having this ideologue as an assistant AG. She falsely described the overturning of Roe v. Wade as a devastating blow, removing a constitutional right. Not a constitutional right. Said it increased the urgency of the DOJ's work, like FBI raids of pro-lifers in front of their kids. Isn't that amazing? We could go down a list. I'm not going to do it. We could go down a list of some well-known Democrats and things that they've done exactly like what Republicans have done, and yet their houses have not been raided by a SWAT team at 5 a.m. How does that happen? The DOJ used the FACE Act, passed in 1994, to ensure access to pro-life and pro-choice reproductive health services. They indicted 26 people using that act. Only 4 people were indicted last year. Now, there's big discrepancies in the cases. 98 Catholic churches, 77 pregnancy resource centers, and other pro-life organizations have been attacked since May. But the DOJ has done nothing. They've done no investigations. They've charged no one. But the Civil Rights Division has charged 26 pro-life individuals with the FACE Act violations. Amazing, right? FBI Director Christopher Wray testified to the Senate Homeland Security and Government Affairs Committee last month that the investigations are not politically motivated. He said, we have quite a number of investigations as we speak of the attacks and threats against pregnancy resource centers. These are faith-based organizations and other pro-life organizations. He said the vast majority of abortion-related violence investigations have been threats against pro-lifers. He said, we're going after that through our joint terrorism task forces, through our criminal authorities, FACE Act, and things like that. We have 20 field offices involved in this. Why haven't we seen any arrests? That's my question. The other ones you cracked down on, you did something with in no time. Had nothing going here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up right after the break.
Are you 60 plus and love to travel? Introducing the Senior Travel Discount Network, brought to you by Low Cost Airlines. Call us anytime, day or night, and save up to 75% on your airline and hotel reservations. We can help you save a ton of money to fly almost anywhere. We have inside discounts on over 500 airlines and 500,000 hotels worldwide. And when you call and mention the discount code 60 plus, we'll give you an extra free night with your qualified air and hotel reservation. Now you can get the best prices on air and hotel reservations with your phone. We make it easy and fast for you to save money and book a trip. Remember, call the Senior Travel Discount Network. Mention the discount code 60 plus for your free hotel night with your qualified reservation. Call now.
210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. 210-526-2010. That's 210-526-2010.
Term life insurance. It can be a powerful way to protect your assets and your family. You work hard to earn and save your money to build a nest egg for the future. Don't let it get wiped out because you didn't plan ahead. Take the time now and make a small investment in $500,000 or more in quality term life insurance. Call the Term Lifeline and let us shop the best companies to give you the lowest rates. We specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. Ask about some of our 10 and 20 year fixed rate plans with guaranteed rates. Call the Term Lifeline right now for your free insurance quote. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070. You owe it to yourself to protect your family and your assets. Make term life insurance part of that plan. Call the Term Lifeline right now. 800-957-6070. 800-957-6070.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. You got to be part of the solution. It's the only way we win. And you do that by getting informed. And since most of the time, let's just be honest about it, I don't have a clue, I bring in people who do have a clue. That's why I asked Gwendolyn Sims to join us. She does from time to time. I love her insight on these things. And I tell you, I couldn't write like this without getting really nasty. They'd have to censor all my pieces. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, culture. She's based in Southern California. And Gwendolyn, thanks for being with me.
Well, thank you, Joe. Thanks for having me.
You know, in California especially, now I know you write about national stuff as well, but you have to admit, in California, with Gavin Newsom around, you never run out of things to write about, do you?
Oh, no, not at all. Not when he has to stick his nose in everywhere it doesn't belong.
Yeah, and right now, and I got more stuff, even more than you know, you've looked at covering to a degree, is you know, the state that has all this money, the state that's supposed to be so strong fiscally, you know, I'm on a school board here, and now the state's telling us that they're looking to be, ready for this one? Now, remember, we had all this. Remember all the money we had? Now we're looking to be over $22 billion in the hole. Right?
Yeah. How does that happen sort of overnight?
I think it keeps taking the legislature over to that dirty laundry place for dinner, don't you?
Yeah, right. The French Laundry? Yeah.
I mean, otherwise, how does that happen?
Well, I mean, I have some thoughts on that, but
well, we've got companies moving out of state, over 2,000 last year. What did we lose? A couple hundred thousand people to other states, and somehow, as you've written here, he blamed the Republicans for that, and now he's blamed them for the border crisis. Go ahead, run with it.
Oh, absolutely. So for once, you know, a Democrat actually went down and visited the border this week.
That's a miracle in and of itself. You're right.
It was a miracle. But, you know, he didn't really actually go down there to talk to Americans living in border towns or you know, anybody down there to see what California could do for, you know, to help Americans. He went across the border to Mexico cities to talk to the migrants, the quote-unquote migrants who are in the waiting places, you know, so that they can come in here as soon as Title 42 expires.
Wow.
In a few days. So, yeah, and he didn't announce his trip to the media, big shocker, because he was actually going to Mexico. And then when he did post on social media on Twitter his video, he did his little selfie video just across the border in California, on the California side. So you wouldn't even know he actually went to Mexico if you were looking at just his sights.
God bless. No. I love it. But you're right, yeah. And again, going down there, encouraging them to come over. We have no money. We're going into a recession. And he's admitted this recently. He's admitted
Absolutely.
The woes of the state going into a recession. And yet, somehow, not only encouraging them to come, we'll get to this other one later, but not only encouraging them to come over, but we'll do a story in this later on how he's putting billions of dollars aside for what? Reparations.
Right. And I mean, you alluded to it too, is that Newsom is blaming Republicans for the fact that there's going to be a huge surge of illegal immigrants coming across the border here soon. Now, how does he get away with blaming Republicans? Because he's blaming Congress, and he's blaming the GOP leader, Kevin McCarthy, for not putting Biden's, you know, immigration plan in place, which is, you know, supposed to be reforms, which all it really means is, like, weakening every immigration law and just opening the floodgates. Sorry, I can't talk tonight. So that's how he's blaming the GOP for the immigration problem, because, you know, it can't be the Democrats' problem.
You know, I know it's a cycle. It always happens, and the Republicans have no spine, so I can't even speak to them in any way, shape, manner, or form. But when you look at the Democrats, they have had total control of the House and the Senate and the presidency in many, many, many cycles. And they keep saying they want to fix this. They want to make a change. Then just do it. You have control.
Right.
You've got the numbers. What were you waiting for?
Right. Yeah. And, well, and Kevin McCarthy, you know, to his credit, he did at least respond to that accusation, but what he did was sort of weak sauce because he just said that, you know, Biden should enforce and defend Title 42 and not end it, you know, and he should restore the Remain in Mexico Trump policy, which, thank goodness, today, actually, just today, a federal judge said that they can't end that for now.
Oh, really?
So that, yeah. Okay. Yeah,
I believe you, but I hadn't heard that. Wow.
Mm-hmm. So, well, you know, I mean, it's just temporary, of course. It's just back and forth between,
how about they just defend or enforce the law? Right now you're getting a multitude of people coming up from south of Mexico, South America, and our immigration law is very plain, very clear, that when you have to go through another country to get here, you don't get to walk over. It's not how it works.
Oh, Joe, you just want to be so inhumane and xenophobic.
Oh, God.
That's where they go with that argument. It's like, they're here. We want them here. We should let them in. They should come, but they should come legally. That's our argument. So,
I can't stand it. It's like you sit there and you say to yourself, my God, you know, what is it with them? Do they really hate this country so much, or they just love their bank accounts more? You know what I mean? Got to go for a break. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a move to help veterans who've been struggling for years to recover from toxic exposure in war zones, President Biden is touting final passage of the PACT Act today. Speaking in Newcastle, Delaware, Biden explained that the new law will help the Department of Veterans Affairs better serve the nation's military veterans.
It empowers the VA to move more quickly to determine if a veteran qualifies for the benefits of the law. And the benefits are real. the real benefits, like exposure screenings. If you came back and you are, and not in a bag, but in a walking, you came back, you're exposed, you get the screening.
The PACT Act expands benefits for veterans who've been exposed to toxic substances like burn pits during their military service. It was legislation championed in familiar fashion by longtime entertainer and opinion host, John Stewart. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Show with your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GO-JOE. 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Right? I mean, it's that simple. Make sure you have a say in things. It's that simple. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Gwendolyn Sims joins me. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture in Southern California. And listen, guys, I don't say this that often, but if you're going to go to places you can trust the news, you don't have to worry. You know, when I get a story from PJ Media and Red State and a few others, I'm more than happy to go ahead and read them because I don't have to worry about it. And especially if I know the writer, you see something from Gwendolyn, you know you don't have to check it out. You should check it out just because you might find a typo or two, but other than that.
Hey!
I just wanted to see if you were paying attention.
No, I welcome anybody to check out our sources. Let us know about typos.
Yeah. You know, you've known me for a long time. I am the worst when it comes to grammar and spelling. And
you are.
Thank you. Glad we agree. But when I'm finding mistakes, you are bad. You're really bad. Okay? And I'm finding more and more mistakes in a lot of these publications out there where I can only imagine they're hiring public school kids, sorry. And I just get the biggest kick out of it. All right. So, first things first. What the heck is a misery index?
So a misery index is a combination of the unemployment rate and the inflation rate. And it gives you sort of a snapshot of the economy that tells you, you know, about the health of the economy. Is it, you know, are people feeling the pain of inflation, or are they pretty much, you know, surviving? Or are they just, you know, thriving? So each month when the official inflation numbers are released, I take them and I create the U.S. Misery Index. I don't personally, but it's I write about it. And
right.
This month is a little tricky because Joe Biden got out and just, you know, announced, oh, inflation's coming down in America, and, you know, we have this reason to be hopeful and to celebrate and all that, but his point was that it's only down by 0.64%, okay? So it's still at 40-year record highs, okay? That's
right.
Almost, you know, that's a little longer, or not as long as we've been alive, but it's, I mean, it is as long as we've been alive, but it's like, you know, this is a lifetime high, basically, for most people. And Joe Biden's out there saying, you know, we should celebrate. No, it's, you know, the economy's doing fine. Well, it's not really, because everything is more expensive. And the other thing in my piece, I talked about how there's 15 other countries in the world, which Biden was like, hey, you know, it's double digits, and it's only 7.11% here, but Joe Biden's like, it's double digits, you know, in other places in the world. But there's 15 other countries in the world where it's lower than the United States. So I don't know how much we should be cheering about that.
You know what? I think we need to make our legislators, including Joey B., presidents, force them to go shopping themselves three times a month. They have to go to the supermarket. They have to pick out stuff. I mean, you know what my situation here is at the house. So a lot of times I'll go out to the supermarket and pick things up and do stuff. And I've watched virtually our shopping grocery bill double in the last year and a half.
And,
you know, I'm sure, I mean, I walk out with four bags, you know, $128.50. I'm going, did I leave some in the store? Whatever, let me go back and look.
And it's not like you're buying like the best meat and the best whatever.
No, I don't have four bags of beef. No, you're right.
Exactly. It's the staples that you need every day. I mean, so for instance, the price of food was up 0.5% over last month, but it's been going up every month.
Right.
So 0.5 may not sound like a lot for 1 month, but it's every month. And shelter was up 0.6%. You know, clothing was up 2.2%. It's just, there are things that went down a little, which, thank goodness, you know, used cars and trucks are down 2.9%, and gasoline was down
2.9% for what? I mean, they were crazy.
Exactly.
8 months ago, you know, when Joey B says gas is down $1.25, well, down from what? $7 a gallon? When you took off,
exactly.
It was less than half of that.
Yep. So, well, for instance, you know, the average gasoline yesterday was in the United States was 3.19, and you know, it's down from November, but it's still, you know, 0.125 per gallon higher than it was a year ago, and it's much higher than it was when, you know, Trump left office, like
right.
$2 higher. And, you know, California, we've seen some drop. Our average is 4.5%, which I just got back from Ohio and North Carolina, where I was paying, you know, $3 a gallon, and that was so nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I wish. No,
yeah.
Not here. I mean, we had a bit of a price drop, but it's still in the high fives, and in some places still hitting 6.5. So, you know, you can't tell me it's stable and it's real, because I'm not buying.
Right.
You know?
And it's so, you know, it's so volatile. If there's one refinery, you know, that goes offline, or some part of the supply chain doesn't work, then the prices go right up. And we don't have a strategic, you know, reserve, because Biden has, you know, pretty much emptied that. And then we just have to realize that he's saying, oh, prices are down, but like you said, they're high to begin with. They're at record highs, you know? So it's not helping the average American consumer any. We're still feeling the pain.
You know, it's like somebody who smokes two packs of cigarettes a day. Saying, hey, I'm down to 36 cigarettes a day. You know, like, really, dude, seriously. It's just amazing. And they spin everything to make it look so positive. I will tell you that, what's her name? Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is. She is, you can see the wear on her face. And I would imagine if it wasn't for Clairol, you could see the gray in her hair. I've never seen two people, the one before her and her, that lies so easily. That she's not as good as her predecessor, but God, I can't believe it. Can you?
Yeah. No. Well, I do believe it. I mean, that's her job. She gets paid to spin, right?
Yeah.
So
that's true.
It's That's one thing for, you know, for the listeners. It's like when you read a piece like mine or somebody else's, think about what they're really trying to tell you. And you know, yes, it's down. Things are, some of the prices are down, but where did they start? You know, it's down from what? You know, you have to critically think about these things. And, you know, I'm not much of a numbers person. I'm a word girl, but, you know, money is something I can understand because once you make it, it's just flying out the door right now.
Oh, yeah. Like you wouldn't, again, I mean, our gas bill has doubled. And it's not like I go because I'm looking to watch the pennies and the nickels, but I think for a guy like me who takes a quick look to make sure that we're not being double charged or overcharged on stuff, I see it come through and I'm going, wait a minute. That's a lot. I mean, that's X amount for water? Really? Have you really used any more water? Matter of fact, we've had rain days. What's going on here? And then you see your water is almost doubled in price. Same thing with you know, gas and electricity. Electricity has gone up in California anyway, a gazillion percent. And the funny thing about it is we can't even depend on it. We've had more, I think we've had more outages this year than Venezuela had. So,
yeah, I heard you guys had like two outages while I was gone.
Yeah, yes, exactly right. We now have a generator for that because I can't handle the power being out because I, you know, some family members that require equipment. So it's
right.
You know, for me, but again, I'm looking at this saying, my God, we are in California. What is the problem here? And they want us to buy electric cars. They want us to get rid of electric for gas-powered power tools, go to all electric. How are you going to charge this stuff? Were you in the state last summer when they asked us not to charge our electric cars?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
You must have been rolling around. I know you. You had to be rolling around going, oh, yeah, this is working, ain't it?
Uh-huh.
All right. We got to go for commercial when we come back. Another round of Twitter drops. We're gonna take care of that when we come back. Show us your host. Don't go far.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word GEORGE and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby-Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Show the TV bell. 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Be part of the solution so that you're not part of the problem. You know, in the old days, well, not so old ago, I think if you watch soap operas, I don't know if they called them the next installments, the next version. I don't really remember what they called.
As the world turns.
Daytime soap operas, right? I mean, everybody, before the days of, VCRs and that kind of stuff, I mean, everybody had to be home for the soap operas. People went shopping, you know, early in the morning, so they could be back for the soap operas. You had to wait till a certain time so they go shopping. The soap operas were over in the afternoon. You'd hear people sitting, and mostly women, let's just be honest about it, talking about this family or this group of people you thought were family members. Until you really found, you know, hunkered down and found out they were nothing more than soap opera people. So it's just amazing. Now we're all, I shouldn't say we all, but many of us are riveted to what's going on with the Twitter drops. I don't know what else to call them, but I mean, they truly are an installment. Every couple of days you're getting information on what was being held back from you. And then again, how much the FBI. And the DOJ was involved in these things. And that's why I kept telling you people, you don't give up. You don't stop fighting. It's happening. How else is this information getting out the way it is? Something is going on. And you all sit around, well, not you, all of you, but a lot of you sit around thinking, no, the government would never do that. My God, I would love to live in your little world. Is it the blue pill or the red pill? Gwendolyn Sims joins me. She's a freelance contributor to PJ Media, where she covers current news, politics, and culture. She's based here in Southern California. I'm sorry, but whatever.
I'm sorry, too.
So, but really, with the drops that we're getting on a regular basis, and I was telling you earlier, talking to some of my friends about it and saying, hey, you know, are you catching this? And they're going, yeah, you know what? So what? We've already known this. They don't really see the significance of what's coming up. Talk to me.
Right. Right. I mean, part of it is, like, some of the people that are probably saying that are not on Twitter as much as we are. They're not, you know, as focused on the politics of it and things. But they really should be. Twitter is only one part of this whole big picture. And we're getting a glimpse into how they're all interconnected. And so today's Twitter drop was mainly about how the FBI was interconnected with the Twitter trust and safety people. You know, what an ironic name for that group of people, trust and safety. But they had, just in this drop, they talk about over 150 emails were sent between the FBI and the Twitter safety chief, Roth. So that's just between January of 2020 and November of 2022. 150 emails. And they, Matt Taibbi is the journalist who dropped the Twitter file today, the part six. And he talks about how this, you know, the FBI would send lists of Twitter accounts or just, you know, some posts and say, you know, these are things that are misinformation or they're just things that, you know, basically they didn't like, right? And these aren't huge accounts. Like, some of these are smaller than, like, my account, and you know, they're just hundreds of people, followers, not thousands. And there's a few big names on there today, but Billy Baldwin, the actor, was about the biggest name that was on there. And then there was one news source, I want to say it's like RFMD or something like that. I can't think of it offhand right now. But the other ones, you know, they had, you know, lots of followers, but the other ones are just small ones. So if you think this couldn't happen to you, and it doesn't affect you, I think you should think again.
Gwen, we were much more involved with each other in the early days of the show, and, you know, I remember I was reluctant to go on social media, not because I thought they were going to do anything. I just didn't think it was going to go anywhere. You know, I'm on radio. I didn't think that we needed to do that. And then finally, when people talked me into it, right? I mean, seriously, Facebook and Twitter, which was really the only two around, we hit 60 plus thousand followers on Twitter. And I know some people have got 2 million or whatever, but 60,000 was a good solid number. We were getting almost 2.5 million views a week on Facebook. And then pretty much in overnight, Tammy knows the dates and she tracks that stuff better than I do, we lost 40,000 followers in 3 or 4 days on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And we were told it was because they were bot accounts or something like that. And And then all of a sudden on Facebook, if we got 10,000 views, we were excited. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And never
so
and,
that,
go ahead.
So that what you're talking about is throttling, basically. They call it throttling, like some people call it shadow banning or whatever. But, like, you're posting things, but no one gets to see them because it's been tamped down. So other followers don't see what you're posting.
Yep.
So you can't really see it except on the back end, especially, you know, unless you have, like, a business, you know, like your show and things. You can see on the back end, you can see your views and that kind of thing. The average Twitter user can see it now, but at that time when you're talking, we couldn't even see our, you know, our interactions and things. We had no idea. So that it's changed a lot. And like you said, you're talking about, you know, Facebook. Facebook is still controlled wholly by the left. And, you know, if you don't think they're shredding and deleting and things like that right now, I'd be very surprised if they weren't, because things are changing. And
well, you know, we restart on social media, on all media, really. We restart every hour. I know some people like to just to keep it running and keep going. Other than Joe Rogan, I don't know anybody wants to sit and listen to 3 hours of my show or anybody else's show other than his. But so that's why we break it up. And mm-hmm. I can remember being on Facebook, and you know, you kill the first hour, move on to the second, you'd see, you know, 35,000 views, and I'm going, there's no way 35,000 people watched, you know, that kind of stuff. And again, mm-hmm. as time went on, you saw that throttle back, and a show like mine. You know, I'm not Rush Limbaugh, so I go and I aggregate all those numbers. This is how many eyes we got in front of on Twitter, and this is what we did here, and this one. And I will tell you, I wish I could go back to the shows. I'm not a genius. I just pay attention. I've been screaming that Gmail, Google, has been playing with our email system for years. Because
absolutely.
I had people sending me pictures saying that this is what I got from you, and it says, Google has blocked this or done something to this because it's come from a known spam site.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's part of the games that they play, the left plays on social media. And, you know, in this drop, they also talked about how the FBI was asking for information of users.
Yep.
You know, this is something that's like, That's so many violations of, you know, freedom of speech and privacy and all of that. It's like they were just free flowing, allowed to, Twitter was allowed to give user information, and they would give it to the FBI, so that they could save it to prosecute or to go after people later. So you can imagine how one-sided that was, which side was going to be prosecuted
yep.
for, you know, tweeting something that was about, you know, voter suppression or whatever it was. It didn't even have to be anything. And the other thing that we found in this drop was that some of these posts were just, they were joke posts, and it was clear they were joke posts. But the FBI still wanted the user information so that they could go back and get charges on these people. So we always say, the big joke is that the left doesn't have a sense of humor, but
well,
I think it's just in the wrong way.
I think they're better at digging at things and spinning them just the right way to make sure mm-hmm. that, you know, they can use it against us. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Everything serves the narrative.
Yeah.
If you keep that in mind, like everything the left does, everything they say, serves the narrative. It doesn't serve the truth, you know, well, unless the truth happens to follow the narrative.
That's because the truth doesn't serve the narrative.
Exactly. It may tangentially at times, the truth may serve the narrative, but overall, it's just that the narrative matters most. You know, and the narrative is all about power, their power. Yeah. So.
Well, you know what? All right, we come to an end here. Tell people where they can find more of your writing. I already know, but let them know.
You can find me at pjmedia.com. You can look under columnist, find my name, Gwendolyn Sims.
That's really simple, people. If you need help with that, maybe you should go back to school. Anyway, Joe Mathieu, your host. Always a pleasure. Gwendolyn, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time.
Yep.
Hey, people, have a safe weekend. Don't do anything
stupid.
I want you back here with me Monday.